and welcome to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Today, we have a recording of Lee Good and his children, Kyle, Megan, and Corinna, sharing a story about Jonah for Children's Time back in July of 2010. This is part one of the story. Tune in next week for part two.
Hey, Dad, do you remember the story of Jonah?
Yes, I do. Why do you ask?
Well, I was thinking that it would be a good story for today's children's story.
That's a great idea. Jonah. Well, just to tell you first off, in our family, we have a tradition of telling bedtime stories. Some of them we read. Sometimes I just make ones up. So, if we get off track a little bit and you hear something that doesn't quite fit in the story, we need your help. What I need you to do is to raise your hand when you hear something you think that's not part of the Jonah story and see if we can figure out what is the right part. Got that? Okay, here we go. Corinna's going to start with the first part of the story.
God spoke to Jonah and said, "Go to the great city of Harrisonburg, for they are doing evil in the sight of the Lord."
You're laughing. Why are you laughing? Okay, so what was the mistake in that sentence? Was there a mistake? Yes. And what city should it be? Do you know? Does anybody know what city it should be? Anybody know what city God told no? It's a big mouthful.
Corinth.
Nineveh. That's right. Excellent.
But Jonah set out for Tarshish, a city far away from Nineveh.
Any mistakes there? I think we're good on that one. Okay. Next sentence.
But Jonah got on a jet plane and promptly went to sleep.
Oh my, we got another problem. Zach?
On a camel? It wasn't a camel. That's a good guess, though.
Not a camel.
Jalen?
A boat, yes. He got on a ship. That's exactly right. I think Zach was having some fun with the story, too. All right, so Jonah's on the boat, and he's trying to get as far away from Nineveh as he can. And just so you know, Tarshish is like going in the opposite direction. If someone said go to Broadway, and you turned toward Bridgewater, that'd be doing pretty much the same thing that Jonah did. The sailors woke Jonah up and asked him, oh, I skipped one. I'm sorry. God made a huge octopus come up and threaten to sink the ship. No? Anybody knew what threatened to sink the ship? It wasn't a whale. What threatened to sink the ship? Corin? A storm. That's right. Okay, you're number five.
Okay. The sailors woke Jonah up and asked him to help quiet the seas.
Jonah said to them, "Throw me into the sea." The sailors did not want to do that, and instead tried to row the boat back to shore.
The storm grew worse, and finally the sailors picked up Jonah and threw him into the sea. And a large bird came and picked up Jonah and carried him to Nineveh.
Is that what happened? What happened? You're right. The Bible says a large fish came and swallowed Jonah. So he was thrown into the sea and he was swallowed by a large fish in the story in the Bible. From the belly of the fish, Jonah prayed to God, and the fish spewed Jonah onto dry land. That's not the whole story, but that's the part of the story that we're going to be talking about in church today. Next week, there's going to be the rest of the story. But to help us remember it, Garrett has agreed to play his guitar, and we're going to sing a song that goes to a tune that many of you know. Now, adults, if you could please turn in your program to the words. They're at the bottom of the first and on to the second. It's to the well-known tune, I'm a Little Teacup, and you guys can help us sing it also. All right, there the words are. We'll start with verse 1.
Jonah ran from God to get away.
Thank you for listening to the Community Mennonite Church podcast. Our theme music is Jesus, I Believe You're Near, written by Matt Carlson. To learn more about our congregation or to plan a visit, please check out our website at cmcva.org.